I'm so excited to go to a restaurant, that's for sure, to eat on a real plate and some real silverware and have a good steak or two.
Hello and welcome to the AO Show. I'm John Hoovenars, bringing you the latest news and views in the lead up to Australian Open 2021. Today on the show, we catch up with some players in hotel quarantine.
I much more prefer it outside than inside.
Here in quarantine, we have nothing to do, so I really enjoyed this interview.
Another WTA tournament added to the schedule.
I think it's a really good decision. The WTA decided to provide an event for only the players in quarantine starting Wednesday.
And the men prepare for the ATP Cup.
It's a big opportunity again for me to come out and play against these top guys.
That's all ahead on the AO Show. It's now 12 days till the Australian Open begins, and just a few days until players are free from hotel quarantine and allowed to move about in the community. Among them is Stefanos Tsitsipas, who's been making the most of his 5 hours of court practice each day.
It helps a lot being outside. I much more prefer it outside than inside. It's great. It's very quiet, you know, at the courts. It's just me, my sparring partner, Michael, his coach, and today was my fitness coach, so we kind of switch it around sometimes. Some days it's my dad, my coach that comes there. And today I was there with my fitness coach. So yeah, depending on the occasion, it's very quiet. We don't get to interact with any players. So it feels like it's exclusively provided just for us.
Simona Halep is in Adelaide ahead of Friday's exhibition event, A Day at the Drive. It's the official curtain raiser to the Melbourne Summer Series.
Yeah, it's not easy because we have to stay only in the room and we have just 4 hours gap to go to the courts and to train. I never train more than 2 hours. So I use the 2 hours of practice tennis, and then I come back and I enjoy the room.
For some players, it's been a relatively straightforward operation, while for others, like our next guest, Jennifer Brady, it's been a much harder fortnight. The world number 24 joins me now. Jen, welcome to the AO Show. You must be counting down the days to freedom.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, thanks for having me. Definitely counting down the days until I can get a breath of fresh air.
We've heard bits and pieces from players with all sorts of different perspectives on hotel quarantine. And unfortunately, you're one of the unlucky ones who found themselves on a flight containing a positive case. But tell us about your experience.
It's unfortunate that someone was tested positive on the Abu Dhabi flight that I took here to Melbourne. But, I think, there's certain things you can control and certain things you can't. And I think mentally I've been approaching every day, with a good mindset. And I think you have to, otherwise it'll be a long 14 days for those who are, a little bit more negative or, having pity for themselves for being stuck in the room for 14 days. But, there's a lot worse things going on out there than being stuck in the hotel in Melbourne for 14 days. I've actually been doing, 2 sessions a day, training, some days off when I feel like I need it. Not much different from my regular schedule. Yeah.
How are you planning to use the few days in between freedom and getting out on court for your first match?
Well, definitely, I'm so excited to go to a restaurant. that's for sure. Me and Maria Sakari, we've already booked a reservation at a restaurant. So we're looking forward to that, to eat on a real plate with some real silverware and have a good steak or two. But, I think just being out and about, I haven't been to a restaurant in so long. So little things like that that you take for granted. Also, just being outside in the Melbourne, in the heat. I love the heat. So I'm just looking forward to just being outside, walking around, going to have a bite and getting back on the tennis court.
Jennifer Brady joining me on the AO Show. Well, the Australian Open precinct is currently in lockdown, but once players have completed their quarantine, part of the Melbourne Park site will be opened up. Tournament director Craig Tiley has told the AO Show it's a massive logistical operation.
You know, you've got some that are still in the hard lockdowns in the red zone. They've got to release some courts into the green zone. We've got to open up the facilities so players can practice. And so we're doing the best we possibly can to provide an environment where they can play as soon as possible. But the logistics on those 48 hours of release out of quarantine is massive. It's going to be complicated by rain. So, it's just we've had everything thrown at us over the course of the last 2 weeks. And the most important thing is we want to get everyone out safely free of the virus into a community that's free of the virus and be able to compete. And there's $83 million plus on the line over the next 3 weeks.
The Australian Open lead-in schedule has been adjusted to allow players who've been unable to leave their hotel rooms extra days to prepare. Two planned WTA events will go ahead beginning on Sunday, but a third 500 event has been added to the schedule beginning next Wednesday, concluding on the Sunday before the Australian Open begins.
I think it's a really good decision. The WTA decided to provide an event for only the players in quarantine starting Wednesday. I think it's a good opportunity for those players to play matches. They also have 5-6 days to prepare coming in, and that's not ideal. You'd like to have 2 weeks, but I think it's a good. I think it'd be a good opportunity for them to play a quarantine-only event.
Former world number four Jelena Dokic has told the AO show it's a credit to the event organisers who've gone the extra mile for those players whose preparations have been most impacted.
For them to get an event that will start a couple of days later is very important. And I think WTA and Tennis Australia have done a great job in making that happen. This was always going to be tough. This was always going to be very different to the normal circumstances that we're used to seeing at Grand Slams. But at the same time, we're in the middle of a pandemic. And I think we have to kind of get our heads around that as well.
Despite having just a few days to practice after her quarantine ends, Jennifer Brady is grateful for the chance to compete before the Australian Open.
It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see. You know, you're not going to feel great. That's a fact. But it'll be nice to at least get a match or two under the belt before competition begins at the Australian Open.
Ash Barty's campaign begins on Sunday, ending an 11-month absence from the match court. The world number one heads a star-studded field competing in the Gippsland Trophy and Yarra Valley Classic at Melbourne Park.
Being able to kind of prepare during that first week is going to be important, but it's also not going to be the end of the world if that doesn't quite go to plan and we don't get as many matches as we would have liked, knowing that we've done the work. It's just about kind of executing on any given day, and whether that's during the first tournament or during the Australian Open, we'll try and prepare as best that we can and then just go out there and have some fun.
One of Barty's major threats is 2018 finalist Simona Halep, who's also looking to add an Australian Open crown to her French Open and Wimbledon titles.
To go one step further is just maybe the chance, maybe the luck a little bit. I've been so close the last two times. So it's not that I'm very, very far. I can say that I have confidence. I will be able maybe one day to win, maybe not. But I have to trust that I am there and I have the possibilities to win this tournament and to keep working, to keep believing, because there is every tournament you have a chance. So if you trust and if you have a full fight, you can achieve it.
And defending champion Sophia Kennan has already returned to the scene of her 2020 triumph.
My first practice, actually, I played on Rod Laver, so it was obviously not expected. I mean, it's special. Obviously, I have a lot of memories. So it'll be a good test for me, I guess, mentally, for sure, to see how I'll handle, you know, the nerves and, I guess, the pressure from the outside. But, it's a great opportunity for me. I get to experience what's it like, you know, to defending my title.
The men return to the match court on Monday with twin ATP 250 events at Melbourne Park, but the flagship event on the men's calendar is the ATP Cup beginning on Tuesday. Craig Tiley telling the AO show it's good to keep the momentum from last year's inaugural event.
It's an exciting event, the second year. I'm very pleased we're able to run it, keep the momentum going. Next year will be even bigger, but I think it's going to be a great opportunity again, to showcase team tennis around the world with people in the stands. We haven't had it for a while. I think next week, we ask fans to get out and get tickets because there's a lot of tickets available next week. This round open is a bit more challenging because there's a lot that want to come to this round open. But it's going to be a great week of tennis.
Team Australia begins its campaign on Monday night with Alex de Minaur set to meet his 2020 semi-finals nemesis, Rafael Nadal. The 21-year-old took a set off the 20-time Grand Slam champion in Sydney last year, but believes he can go one better this time around.
Obviously, last year gave me a huge step in the right direction, both tactically, mentally, and confidence-wise to know that I can take it to these guys and I've got that level. Now it's just about sustaining that level throughout the whole match. And look, I'm really looking forward to it. It's another opportunity here. These are the matches I want to play, and I get to play in front of my home crowd, which is something I've missed a lot.
Australia later faces Team Greece, led by Stefanos Tsitsipas, who's pumped to be playing in front of a parochial Melbourne crowd.
It's another blessing, the fact that we're able to play this year again. It's a great thing. I think the boys are learning every single year. Eventually, we're going to have better matches in the future with them and playing against bigger countries, stronger countries, as we are this year against Australia and Spain. And I think, I really hope to be coming here for many more years and the ATP Cup to keep going, because it's a great event before the Australian Open kicks in.
Defending champions, Team Serbia resumes hostilities with Team Canada on Rod Laver Arena during the day session on Monday, while Matteo Berrettini's Team Italy faces an Austrian team led by Dominic Thiem and captained by his father, Wolfgang.
He's the coach of Dennis. So it was the obvious choice to put him as a captain, but yeah, it's nice and nothing new for me. First time I think that he's a captain of a team event on the tour, so also I think a good experience for him.
Thiem has become a Grand Slam champion since he was last in Australia, when he fell agonizingly short of a maiden major title.
I mean, I played probably one of the best tournaments ever in my career and just failed really close in the fifth set against Novak, which was really, really painful. I mean, was one of the most painful losses, especially after that tournament. I mean, I played Rio and then Corona came. So I actually had a lot of time to think about that match, to think about my chances to ever win a major, all this and that. So that was not easy.
But two-time Australian Open champion Jim Courier is unsure how the world number three's form will compare to the same time last year.
I'm really interested to see what team, now that he's won a major, what he's going to look and feel like in the big moments in these tournaments. He was shaky at the end of the U.S. Open trying to close it out. There's no doubt about that. If he'd have played the Dominic Thiem that lost in the finals of the Australian Open, if the one who won the U.S. Open, if they'd met on the other end, the Australian Open loser would have killed the U.S. Open winner. So he just wasn't playing that level, but the nerves got to him. Hopefully that subsided for him, because he's a real challenger with these guys. I mean, Novak certainly is the man to beat here. We know that. Rafa is going to be rested. He'll be ready.
Former world number eight Mark Philippoussis expects the leading contenders to go deep into the Australian Open, but has told the AO show he won't be surprised if some dark horses creep through.
I think this is going to be a lot more of an open Grand Slam, where you might see some dark horses coming through. Because it's just so different now with what's happening, you know, with the lockdown and people not having just the preparation they normally would have, maybe. But I still expect to see the top guys, you know, deep in the second week.
Well, that's all for this week's episode. Join me again next week for all the latest from Melbourne Park as the Melbourne Summer Series gets underway. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe. And if you like what you hear, please rate and review so more fans can enjoy the AO show.